Well, I appreciate prayer this morning. We're always needy of the Lord's help. I'd like to look in the book of Jonah to start off this morning. We'll start reading at the first chapter and the first verse. It says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said, every one to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not. For the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. And lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. And the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights." We'll stop there. I want to share a little thought this morning about... It kind of stood out to me that God was calling for Jonah. They tried to, they got rid of the wares that they had. They cast things overboard, so it cost them, there was a cost involved. They got rid of it. They tried hard to row to shore, but it was to no avail. The Lord was wanting Jonah. The Lord was wanting Jonah. And Jonah recognized that he had... I didn't find Tarshish on the map, but Nineveh was towards the northeast of Joppa. I found Joppa on there, and it said he went to Joppa and bought a ticket to Tarshish. And apparently it must have been the Mediterranean, because that's where Joppa was, on the Mediterranean Sea. But he was going the opposite direction of what the Lord wanted him to do. And I want to share a little thought this morning, because this is a challenge to me. The Lord wants to save us from ourselves. I remember years ago a message that Brother Austis Wilson preached, and he made a statement in the message that kind of stood out to me. And he said, "Self is our worst enemy." And I was kind of shocked and questioned. I thought, well, I thought the devil was my worst enemy. But I see his point. Self, our thoughts, our ways, our ideas, many times get in God's way, in God's thoughts. It's self, it's us sometimes that stand in the way. And that's the case it was here with Jonah. And the Lord was calling for Jonah. And when the Lord got what he wanted, the sea was calm. I don't know if I would have had enough courage to jump overboard either. You know, he said, "Throw me overboard." I'm not sure if I could have jumped overboard. In a sea, in a storm. But in that verse earlier, he said, "I serve the God that made the sea and the dry land." And Jonah was willing to... Jonah, in a sense, died to himself. And it's important for us to die to ourselves. There's different songs that came to my mind about this. There's a song that we sing that mentions... It says, "All of self and none of thee." The next verse, and I don't think any of us are there, all of self and none of thee, but we might be in some of the other categories. The next verse says, "More of self and some of thee." The third verse says, help me out. Well, I think there's one before that. "Some of self and some of thee." Some of self and some of thee. I might be getting that a little wrong. But the last verse, he finally comes to none of self and all of thee. There's something about self that's a... you know, we may die to self at times, but it's not like it's not like it's forever dead. And I believe the scriptures kind of bear that out. When Jesus made the statement, he talked about daily. Paul said, I die daily. Jesus talked about losing our life. Losing our life and finding it in Him. He said, if you save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you will find it. Yeah, here it is. It says, the third verse said, day by day His tender mercy, healing, helping, full and free, brought me lower while I whispered, less of self and more of Thee. Less of self and more of Thee, less of self and more of Thee. The last verse says, higher than the highest heaven, deeper than the deepest sea. Lord, Thy love at last has conquered, none of self and all of Thee. None of self and all of Thee. There's another song that came to my mind, and it says, oh, how hard it was to die. For old self to crucify. And it says, so I wandered and wandered on for many years. Said I would not pay the price. I would not make the sacrifice. Self is hard to die. And self can manifest itself in so many different ways in our lives. It can be, you know, sometimes people can be proud about being humble. They try and they struggle to be humble, and yet there can be a pride about being humble. And I just say that because there's so many ways that self can manifest itself and creep in and begin to exert itself. And so it's important for us, and I believe it's important for us to recognize that we are, it's not our enemy, so to speak. It's self that is our worst enemy, ourself. We have the potential to, that our thoughts and our ways would be contrary to what God's thoughts and God's ways are for us. And it takes a death on our part to be able, but I'm thankful today that God is willing to work with us and to bring us. This verse here, song said, His tender mercy, healing, helping, full and free, brought me lower. Brought me lower. While I whispered, lest... That's what the Lord was doing here with Jonah. He recognized Jonah was going away from the presence of the Lord. And I believe Jonah... I guess my thought is that Jonah... He told the Lord later, he said, isn't this why I didn't want to come here? Because I knew that You were a merciful God. So it made Jonah look kind of foolish that God's going to destroy this city in 40 days. And he didn't do it. You know, Jonah goes outside the city and waits. And Jonah still had some self, didn't he? After he was cast overboard into the sea And I've often wondered, I'd like to ask him someday, did he know the Lord was going to have a fish there for him? Or what was his running through his mind? But it was a surrender, I believe. And that's what we want to learn to do, is to surrender ourselves, our will and our way, to seek the Lord. And it's a beautiful thing that Jonah, the second chapter talks about Jonah crying out to God in his trouble, in his distress. He said, "Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about, and all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. And the waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land." You know, being able to be cast out overboard, to cast ourselves out upon God's love, upon His mercy, upon His blessing, and that's what we do when we die to self. We're casting ourselves out into the Lord's hands to allow Him. And I believe Jonah made some vows there. He said, I will pay that I have vowed. And then when the fish vomited him out, he went to Nineveh. He fulfilled his vow. I believe the Lord allows situations and opportunities for us in life to die more to ourselves. He'll allow us to be in circumstances and situations where we're like Jonah, we're encompassed, we're surrounded. And he said, I went to the very bottom. You know, that's the Lord's love and the Lord's mercy, that He allows us to help us to be able to come to the place where we're willing to surrender self and allow God to have His will and His way in our life. And it's something we've got to continue to do. I noticed the scripture in Sunday school when we were reading in Sunday school this morning. It was there, I believe it was in Corinthians, where it talked about the glory of the Lord. But when you read on down a little few verses, it says, but we are always delivered unto death, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in us. We are always delivered unto death, that the life of Christ can be manifested in our life. And Paul mentioned, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. You know, it's hard in the natural sense, some ways it's You know, the body, it's natural to cleave to life. Natural death is not, it's not always easy. Some have died in their sleep. That'd be kind of a nice way to go, just go in your sleep. But not everybody goes that way. Usually is accompanied with weakness and sickness. And it's not always easy. And dying to self is not always easy either. The Lord calls for us to die to ourself, but we gain when we die to ourself. And we can put a whole lot of things under the category of self. There's fear can be involved. Self-will, my own ways. You know, sometimes it seems like we get, and I'm probably, we get into habits, and I'm not saying that habits, there's good habits. But sometimes we fall into habits in the way that perhaps the way that we think and perhaps our outlook, and that can all be intertwined with our self life, that we're allowing self room to have its way, to live. Our security sometimes are involved with self. Our sense of security. You know, we our human person cleaves to that. We like security, do we not? We like normalcy. But those things sometimes can hinder us from hearing the voice of the Lord and following the voice of the Lord that God has for us. There's another phrase of song that's been on my mind also, and I believe it was Brother Warner's, but he said, "I've cast myself recklessly out like a chip on the infinite wheel, and I just let my God, His dear purpose, fulfill." Casting ourselves out overboard, self, allowing self to be crucified, to die, to be willing to let go. There's so many things today that can be involved with self. I want to get another verse that has stood out to me. Isaiah. Isaiah, the 33rd chapter. And the 20th verse, it says, "Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eye shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords there be broken. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, He will save us. Thy tacklings are loosed, they could not well strengthen their mast, they could not spread the sail. Then is the prey of a great spoil divided, the lame take the prey." I'm going to stop there. But I want to notice this verse that talks about the broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. These aren't going to be on the Lord's streams. These aren't going to be in the broad rivers that God... Now, a gallant ship, I looked that up, and it has to do with greatness, magnificent, splendor, something that's really admirable, that you... is something very great. And I think about pride. I think about pride will keep us from enjoying the broad rivers and the streams that God has for us, our pride. But it says also, shall no galley with oars. Oars are used for propelling and steering. And it says, no galley shall be there with oars. The Lord wants to maneuver our life. He wants to direct. And sometimes we like to put the brakes on. Sometimes we like to use the oars. But he said, no galley with oars, neither gallant ship will pass thereby. In other words, we've got to let the oars go. We've got to let our thoughts go. And we've got to trust God to the point that we believe that He is able to meet the desires of my heart and my life better than I can. But that's hard sometimes to let loose. But we must trust Him for His guidance, His direction, and the things that He allows to come into our lives. And sometimes we're like the men on the boat Jonah was on. We struggle hard to bring it to shore. But the Lord is going to let us be in places where we can't bring it to shore. We're fighting against what the will of the Lord is. You know, it's so easy to do that. The Lord can have a will in a way that He's leading, and we don't see it. We don't see any good. We don't see what God has in mind. We don't see what He has in store. And we try hard to row our boat to security, place of security. Our security is in the Lord this morning. It's in Him. It's not in our ability to get somewhere. Our security, the Lord wants our security to be in Him. And I know this is a progression in life. I believe the Lord teaches us as we go along. He gives us lessons to help us to realize that we can let go. We can surrender things into the Lord's hands. And we can trust Him. You know, we don't get that. We don't get it all at once. The Lord shows us. And sometimes the battles increase. Sometimes the difficulties. But the Lord wants to bring us to that place where we can trust Him for His will and His way to be worked. in our life. And that's the place He wants to bring us to, a place where we've ditched our oars and we've cast ourselves out and we're just letting God fulfill His plan and His purpose in our life. I know sometimes it can look kind of scary. It can look difficult. But I believe the Lord can bring us to a good, desired haven when we put our trust and our confidence in Him. And I believe that today. I believe the Lord, just like for Jonah, the Lord, He had a plan for Jonah. And He was there for Jonah. And He heard, you know, Jonah got in trouble because he was going away from the presence of the Lord, because he took his own way. We get in trouble too when we take our own way also. So I want to encourage us today to remember that self is an enemy. Our own. It's not just the devil. But when we look in the mirror sometimes, that's what we're up against. Ourself. Our flesh. Desires of the flesh. I believe the Lord will save us. I believe He won't let us down if we'll put our trust. But death is there. He says we're delivered for death, delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our flesh. You know, had we the choosing of our pathway, had we, I think it'd most of the time be fair sailing, wouldn't it? Blue skies and smooth seas. That's what the flesh would like to have. The Lord gives us that at times. He gives us blue skies and smooth seas. But not always. Sometimes we're going to be delivered to death. And He wants it as those times to be able to trust Him and allow Him to have His will and His way in our life. The Lord wants to help save us from ourselves. Pray for me. I want to be faithful.